Hi there, and thanks for joining us. Hope you are enjoying what's been a decent enough Irish summer, which we all needed after a rough few months. On the podcast this week, two very different businesses in West Cork. One planning your financial future, and the other providing a mobile pub. But first, we celebrate the power of the pivot, how a gastro pub has turned into a gastro shop. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
Now, one of the things we have been talking on the podcast a lot about is the power of the pivot and the ability of businesses to turn it around in a way that perhaps they mightn't have anticipated, but one that will keep them going until such time as we've a little bit more clarity about what's going to happen next. And my next guest is somebody who's done that extremely well. Victor Murphy of O'Mahony's in Watergrass Hill. How are you?
Very good, Jonathan. Speaking to you from downtown Watergrass Hill.
The mean streets, if you will. Let's talk about what you've been doing. You've just opened a new farm shop, a coffee dock and a deli in a business that also will trade as a bar once bars reopen, but also was once a slaughterhouse. So it's quite the history you have there.
Exactly. Yeah. We would be, my partner would have been born and grown up here. It's fifth generation public house. And like lots of other, I suppose, businesses, it would have had a few different aspects to it. There would have been a butcher shop when she was growing up here. They would have done a dairy going back historically. I suppose lots of small businesses would have been trying a couple of different things to stay afloat, you know. So that's what we're doing, having a go at something different, trying to support local producers and growers. And, you know, fit into village life out here.
The plan, of course, is to have the gastro pub, which you're very proud of. But that's not open now at the moment. But you're planning on opening that again in a few weeks' time. So this is a nice little way of keeping the door open, even if it is in a different form.
Yeah, very much so. During the lockdown, I'm not sure, have you heard anything about Neighbour Food? It's an online click and collect service.
We had them on in the last couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah, a fantastic initiative, and we were running two markets during the lockdown, and I suppose we saw a great demand for people wanting to support local producers and growers. So that the farm shop and delicatessen was a way of fitting in that produce into our existing space. And I mean, we have a talented team here from the restaurant side of the business that we wanted to, I suppose, keep them busy and keep them doing things while before things get back to normal. So having the cafe, delicatessen and farm shop idea seemed to be a good pivot, as you say, for the times that we're in.
So what exactly are you selling if people to walk in the door of the former slaughterhouse slash restaurant slash bar that is now trading a little differently?
Yeah, I suppose we've rebranded it as O'Mahony's of Watergrass Hill originally when we started in its current guise. And we're hoping to have a couple of different threads. And O'Mahony Stores then is what we've branded the farm shop as. We have a range of heat at home dishes that are prepared in the kitchen so people can have restaurant quality food without having to go to the trouble of making it themselves. And then we have, you know, breads like Glown Cross Milk, breads from Bread and Roses, the best bakery in the city, are delivering out to us 4 days a week. And we'd have our growers and producers like Kilbrack Farm would bring veg, salad leaves. And then there is an aspect of Irish craft and design as well. That's all part of it. So we're hoping that there'll be a few different threads to the farm shop side of it.
You mentioned that you're on downtown Watergrass Hill. Watergrass Hill, like all the other towns and villages, has changed an awful lot. There's more people around. There's less commuting maybe into the city or out to some of the suburban industries. How has that changed the village?
Well, I suppose like lots of clouds with a silver lining for like rural villages like ourselves, which would have, you know, been a dormer town, lots of people travelling to work. I mean, it's changed a lot. The people who would have been in the car 5 days a week heading to the office, that kind of landscape has changed. And we're starting to see a lot more people around the village, a lot more people kind of connected to their locale rather than, you know, just getting home in the evening and going in the door. So, I mean, that's one of the positives of it. A small village with some shops, a diner, you know, two other local bars, one of them trading at the moment with food. So there's just more people connected to their actual locality, you know, rather than in their car. So I suppose we're trying to tap into that. And, you know, it's a nice space and people kind of coming in to use their laptop and have some lunch. I suppose just people travelling less, really.
I mean, look, the risk here, Victor, is that you're going to get comfortable working what most of us would be considered, what most of us would consider to be normal hours. You mightn't want to go back to the gastropub. You mightn't want to be staying open serving food until 11:30 at night.
Oh, I'm a bit of a nighttime, guy from years of it in the hospitality trade, you know, bars, restaurants and clubs. So we'd like to very much get that back going in the evening. You know, we were primarily a weekend business. Friday and Saturday evenings, we were lucky enough to be full and busy and people kind of coming in and enjoying the atmosphere and the space and the good food. So that's something that we'd love to get back to in Sunday brunch. But right now, I suppose we're going to concentrate on the cafe element of it and the farm shop and people, you know, just being able to come in, do a little bit of shopping, maybe sit down and have a coffee. And it just does seem to be the right answer at the right time, you know.
Okay, well, here's hoping that the good people of Watergrass Hill and those nearby come in and give O'Mahony's of Watergrass Hill the credit they deserve. And fingers crossed, everything gets back to normal in the next couple of months. But for now, Victor Murphy of O'Mahony's and Watergrass Hill, thanks for joining us on Red Business.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We hope to see you out here sometime soon.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
As we know, necessity is the mother of invention. The pubs, regrettably, still aren't open unless they're serving food. But that hasn't taken the goo off the punter, who would love a decent pint. So if you can't go to the pub, could the pub technically come to you? Enter a group of entrepreneurs from West Cork who have come up with a fantastic solution they're going to tell me all about. Paddy O'Donovan, tell me a little bit about this idea. One for the Road is the name of the business. What do you do?
So, yeah, One for the Road. I suppose it's a kind of unique business as such. My friends and I, two other friends, Stephen and Owen, we decided during lockdown, maybe we're missing the pub or missing the pint, I'm not sure which one, but we were kind of thinking of having maybe a home bar or a man cave or something like that, and then it just kind of went from there. We decided, look, why not have it portable so that you're not restricted to one location, and that's where the whole idea came from.
Now, I mean, I have actually fantasized at various stages during lockdown, looking at a corner of the garden going, wouldn't it be lovely to put something there now if you could have a pub? Of course, if it was there, it would be absolutely detrimental for my health. But you could rock up quite easily with this and plonk it out in the place where I want it, which means you can plonk it in anyone's garden. What exactly is it?
So I suppose essentially it's a trailer at the moment. It was an old 16-foot trailer that we converted into a mobile bar. So it's totally fitted out with your taps, your bar, high stools, snug seating, tables, fridges, you name it. Basically anything that's in your traditional Irish pub is inside there. And I suppose the novelty is that no matter where you are, we can bring the pub to you.
Yeah, so it's 16 foot long. How wide is it?
It's about 6 feet wide then as well. So look, in terms of numbers, that can actually fit comfortably inside, and that you'd be looking at about 12 to maybe 15 people.
Right, okay. Obviously, they'd all have to do the social distancing thing or be from the one family if we have to make that point, but they could stick to the wall on both sides and still be 6 foot apart. How much interest has there been in this project? I'm presuming your families all thought you were mad initially, but has there been much pickup?
Yes. Although, in fairness, all our families and friends and anyone kind of locally has really, really, in fairness, got behind us. They've supported us in so many ways. But yeah, no, it's been very busy since we launched on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. The messages haven't stopped. The inquiries haven't stopped. I suppose the only thing that's slightly restricted us at the moment is COVID-19. But other than that, people are still looking to, I suppose, for their pint in the back garden or the gathering with their close family and friends and things like that. So it's been very busy. And look, people are booking. And I suppose it's maybe the pub's being closed might be an advantage for a small business like us.
Yeah, because like everything else, if you're having a party in your back garden, which let's face it, many people are doing, it's a sensible thing to have it outside. You can still get your pint, which is the biggest challenge at the moment. You don't even have to be sitting inside. There's a barbecue, a lovely barbecue in the picture that I'm looking at. It looks like a little shebeen, an old country house with whitewashed walls with a little barbecue out the front. How much did you put into the design and thought and effort of this? Because I'd say it nearly broke your heart, did it?
It's like anything. There's good days and bad days.
How many bad days?
Last count. we did have a plan going forward. I suppose my day job, I'm a teacher. I teach construction and technical graphics. So I suppose I did a lot of drawings at the start of different ideas and kind of what we were going to go for. So we did have a plan in place. Now, in fairness, the plan did evolve as we went. Initially, we didn't plan that this would be, I suppose, a business that we were going to offer to the public. At the start, it was just for ourselves and maybe friends and family. But as things progressed and the more we talked to people and the more interest that people had in it, it kind of just developed that way. So we did have a plan in place. Now, there was a lot of, obviously, practical work to be done to it, to bring it to the standard that it is at right now. We went for the kind of traditional cottage kind of rural Irish pub kind of look. So that's kind of the road we went down.
Okay. How much does it cost, most importantly?
So generally speaking, our price at the moment is €395 for a night. So that price includes the setup of the bar. You have your two taps, you have optics, you have an electric stove if you get cold, you have all your bar stools, glasses, all the bits and bobs are all included in that price as well.
And what about the demon drink? How do you get your hands on that?
The drink, yeah. So I suppose obviously we're not licensed to sell drink. But we know suppliers. We can recommend suppliers who can supply kegs. So I suppose that is the real novelty with this mobile bars, okay, that you can.
The most dangerous thing that you can do is let an unlicensed person get near a pipe that's due to go into the top of a keg. Do you at least give courses in how to properly tap a keg?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We usually help out with the set. What am I saying? We usually set up the kegs for whoever.
Okay. Well, that's fine, because that could go horribly wrong. That could be the end of your lovely little cottage, because that could explode. There'd be Murphys at the top of the roof. Is there much of a demand, do you think? I mean, you wouldn't probably do much now on a Wednesday night, but I'm presuming weekends are busy for you.
Weekends is busy, yeah. Yeah. Generally, Friday, Saturday night are the nights at the moment, obviously. Midweek at the moment, look, it's very quiet. I suppose, again, it's COVID is our big problem there. But the weekends are busy. People are looking for it. They're obviously having their own kind of parties and events out in their gardens. And that's been keeping us going the last couple of weekends now.
Tell me how people can get in contact with you, first of all. Where can they find this fantastic little mobile housing?
So I suppose our main platforms are Facebook and Instagram. The name is One for the Road Mobile Bar. All our contact details are there. We have a phone number, we have an email address. It's all found on our Facebook or Instagram. That's basically how people have been contacting us.
Okay, and when you go back to school now and you're talking to your students about what you did during lockdown, are you going to start producing the plans of this and so, lads, you should see what I was doing?
Yeah, I don't know about that one now. Would it suit to leave us our project for next year? I'm not sure.
It would stand out, let's put it that way. Come here, it's brilliant. And I love the idea that something that was thrown around between three mates ended up being an actual business at the far side of it, and one that no doubt will have plenty of legs even when we can get back into the regular bars that are out there. Paddy O'Donovan, thank you so much for joining us. The name again is One for the Road. It's on Instagram, and we wish you and your friends the best of luck.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Shanton.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
So staying in West Cork and innovation, not quite building your own pub on the back of a trailer, but taking the best of the internet and what it has to offer and integrating it into what you do well. John O'Driscoll of Blueprint Financial Planning, you're very welcome and thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for joining us on the podcast again. You were with us before talking about your financial planning business, but you've just launched a new website as well, John. What is it?
Yeah, financialfitness.ie, Jonathan. So basically, it's just bringing the whole online, the whole financial advice process online. So instead of meeting face to face in an office or in your home or whatnot, over have a chat and a cup of tea, everything is done virtually. So still have the chat, still have the cup of tea, but it's via Zoom or Skype or whatever medium suits you. And it's basically it's answering the pressing questions that people have. Will I have enough to get through, downturns, have enough in the rainy day pot? When can I retire? What happens if one of us gets sick? Can I put my children through college? So it's basically answering the pressing financial questions that people have, just in an online platform.
Now, was this happening anyway, or is it directly related to COVID-19?
It's an idea I had. I actually registered the domain name financialfitness.ie about 2 years ago. So it's kind of been bubbling away in the background. Started lockdown, obviously every business was affected. Mine as much as anyone's. Couldn't meet people face to face. People still had queries, but they wanted them to be answered. So this was kind of the nudge that I needed, I guess. So I said, look, this is a domain that I have. I think there is a good idea behind it. I think that people are more open to doing business online and consuming products and services online. So I said, no, it was as good a time as any to take a leap of faith and branch off into the online world.
John, I've mentioned before, you're very much a hands-on type of guy. You want to meet people. You want to see the colour of their eyes, and you want them to see the colour of your eyes, because your business is built on trust. Is any of that lost online because you're not in the same room as somebody?
I don't think so, because of the fact that, we have it, the whole process probably takes about, maybe two or three calls. So there's two or three different times where we're chatting. I obviously try and do, a medium where you can actually see each other, be it Skype or Zoom or whatnot. So although it's not the same thing, I suppose you're still putting a picture or a face to the name, so to speak. Financial advice historically has been very much a face-to-face process, and I think that for the large amount of people it probably will remain so. This service isn't for everyone. It's probably for people who maybe know that they need to do something, are leading very busy lives, mightn't have a chance to sit down for an hour and a half of an evening, but can jump on a Zoom call and chat for 45 minutes.
Yeah, the challenge that's thrown up by COVID-19 is obviously uncertainty. And we talk about uncertainty a lot and how difficult it is for businesses to plan. When you're dealing with people's pensions and their savings and their investments, it's a very hard world to navigate at the moment, John, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look. When the COVID pandemic struck first, obviously investment markets were hit very hard. Values of pensions and investments fell. Thankfully, they've come back quite strongly. But throughout, Jonathan, I have been in constant contact with my clients existing through my business Blueprint Financial Planning. And also now with Financial Fitness, people are logging on to, ask questions, email questions in. So people do want reassurance, whether it's face-to-face or online. And I feel that, whilst COVID might have brought about new ways of doing business, as long as you're meeting people's requirements, meeting people's needs and answering people's questions, that's the most important thing.
Do you think a lot more of this is going to happen online in the future, John? Because you quite quickly realised, and I think your business, while based in West Cork, is no longer just a West Cork business. You've got clients right around the country. And that evolution makes the growth for your business, I'd imagine, a lot easier. Because if you don't have to be in the room, you can offer your advice to anywhere in the jurisdiction that you operate in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I did a call with someone from Sligo last week, someone from Galway, someone from North Cork. So, it was all done online. So obviously I have clients, all around Munster, but it does open up the whole of Ireland. There's no doubt about it. I do think that more businesses are going to move online. I mean, if you go on to, Instagram, Facebook, any kind of social media platform, you see more and more businesses. Like, you can take a virtual tour of a car online now from most of the main dealers. There's very few products and services that you cannot buy online at the moment. So I just think that, you know, professional services might just be the next step. I know that there's a couple of accountants are doing, you know, Skype and Zoom calls with clients and whatnot. And, you know, I just think that if your systems are robust and your systems are safe in terms of encryption and whatnot, then I don't think there's any reason why you shouldn't be able to move online.
Finally, John, you're obviously Skibbereen based. What has it been like in the last couple of weeks? West Cork has been a magnet for people from right around the country on staycations. It's probably one of the busier times in recent times, going from an extremely quiet time to quite a busy time in the course of a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's unreal. My wife and I were down in Baltimore June Bank Holiday weekend, and we were the only two sitting outside in the square. And let's just say it was a very different situation for the August Bank Holiday weekend. It's been absolutely crazy down here. You know, like pubs are obviously still closed unless they're serving food, but restaurants are opening up, and it's certainly been very busy. And it's brought a lot of tourism around the area, which is, I suppose, good for local businesses. But obviously, you know, in the current climate, social distancing and safety is very much to the fore. But it's a nice place to live, Jonathan. And after a day's work, when you can go for a spin down to Loch Inn or Baltimore or whatever, or go for a swim or go for a walk, it's certainly a good work-life balance for sure.
Well, that's the way to do it. And again, your business means you can now do what you do for anyone in the country. The website, again, is financialfitness.ie. John O'Driscoll of Blueprint Financial Planning. Absolute pleasure to talk to you as always. And thanks for joining us on Red Business.
Thanks very much, Jonathan. Chat soon.
My thanks as always to all of my guests. Don't forget you can download every episode of Red Business from redextra.ie. Myra Hayes-Goff was the producer, and we will catch you on the next one.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.